Basically, it's Middle East. It's showing Taiwan, and it's showing you still Ukraine and Korea. There are other questions
By Korea, you
around
mean which Korea?
North versus South. Yeah,
North and South?
North versus South. Yeah.
North versus South. Okay. And then Taiwan versus, I mean, you're talking about the China invasion?
China versus Taiwan. Yeah.
Okay. And then what are you else are seeing?
I mean, then you have, a lot of smaller type things like Thailand versus, Cambodia, India, Pakistan, that heats up again. Pakistan has been active against Afghanistan. That's why I call it brush fires. It's not a an axis type movement. It can become that at some point,
Yeah.
but because the U.S. and Europe are basically splitting, you have. I've said this on podcasts. People thought I was just making it up or whatever, but I said, look, my sources in France, they call him Macron the Petit Napoleon. And he really does think Russia has been weakened and that Europe can take Russia. Russia is the richest country in the world for natural resources. They have an estimated 75 trillion and still in the ground. So Macron thinks and has been pitching behind closed doors to support Ukraine. Ukraine weakens Russia, and then they can walk in and take it. And you just had the head of NATO come out about a month or 2 months ago saying, if you think you can take Russia without the United States, you're dreaming. So he's publicly coming out and criticizing Macron without using Macron's name.
No.
Macron is basically just a new version of Charles de Gaulle. Macron has told the rest of Europe they don't need America. France is not part of NATO, so they have their own nukes. He has
No.
offered to provide a nuclear umbrella for Europe. He's even gone as far as to offer putting nuclear missiles on German planes. He wants war. And, he thinks he can defeat Russia. And then, honestly, what I have heard, as nuts as it sounds, that they defeat Russia. They get to 75 trillion. That's double the US national debt. And then Europe will rise to lead the world again. America, Canada will be the subservient colonies that they should have remained. So you're it's look, we just I've known many heads of state. Margaret Thatcher, she even spoke at one of our conferences. Reagan, I mean, you name them, I pretty much knew them. Today, there isn't one leader that I'd want to sit down with and even shake hands and have a drink with. Maggie Thatcher was one of the most intelligent people I ever knew. And she kept the pound out of the euro. They staged a coup against her to try and get it in. Then they joined the ERM, overvalued the pound because they wanted to make it look strong, And then that gets attacked. Then they had to call me again. And I said, you're going to have to devalue the pound. I was told John Major ran for election. During the campaign, he promised not to devalue the pound. So I thought about it, wrote a little paragraph. I said, fine, have him say this.
All right. You wrote his speech too?
They basically came out and said they're going to allow the pound to float to seek its own level, which is the same thing.
Same thing. But what does that even mean? They said to devalue.
it's wordsmithing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where I got those words from. Richard Nixon, 1971.
Doesn't surprise me. You got the right playbook right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've dealt with governments all over the place. Even when China was, the 97 Asian currency crisis, I'm the one that got called in by the Bank of China. So I went to China. I went to go see the Great Wall. I've seen it from every which angle, dealt with governments in the Middle East, Asia, Europe. So they're all the same.
Yeah.
There's no real difference. I don't give a shit what they call themselves. Governments always act in their self-interest, period.
Yeah. Martin, I want to ask you two quick questions before I let you go. One, let's do some game theory real quick. China conflict, China and Taiwan. What happens there? Who wins? And two, I'm Korean, so I'm kind of curious as to what your predictions go for North Korea and South Korea. What plays out and what's the war about? And how that turns out as well.
China wins. The big thing with North Korea versus the South is that once they realize that the U.S. cannot come to the aid of South Korea, then it opens up a different game. And that's why I'm concerned more about a coordination that... once these start developing, then it's like a Me Too type thing.
So it's like U.S. can't be everywhere all at once sort of thing?
Right. Look, that's how Napoleon lost. You can't fight on several fronts at the same time. Macron's big mistake with Europe. I'm very familiar with Russia. And all the press is just neocon propaganda. You have Putin has never been interested in conquering Ukraine. It's the Donbass, period. All right. And why? Because they're all Russians that have lived there for 200 years. They voted to leave. And they go, oh, that was interfered. That was not believed. They speak Russian there, okay? And then you have basically Zelensky, who I believe is a neocon Nazi. I've got clips of him before being president on stage making jokes about confiscating assets from Russians and Jews. He married a Christian girl. His children are baptized. He pretended to be Christian the same way Soros. Only after becoming president did he suddenly say, oh, I'm Jewish, to hide the fact that he was a neo-Nazi to begin with. But, Putin's problem was he didn't want to conquer Ukraine. He's maybe a little too nostalgic. That's maybe starting to wear out. Nostalgic, what I mean is that Kiev was the original capital of the Russians. So that's kind of like us, wiping out London. All right. So that's why he never wanted to destroy Kiev or invade per se. That's starting to change. And quite honestly, Zelensky has to know what I know. And I have been concerned that he's deliberately tried to assassinate Putin. And you take out Putin and God help us, because the guys behind him are their neocons who would just push the button just as fast as John Bolton, you know. Bolton would probably invade Canada to get two Russians, you know. It's Putin's more of a practical, and he's smart. He's not dumb. So he has not wanted World War III, and he knows where that goes. So he's tried to stop from that perspective. And the press, instead of saying, you know, this could go nuclear, oh, he's threatening no, he's warning you. Okay, yep. He doesn't want to go there. You know, and it's, but the press is written by, if you look at the source for a lot of these stories, you'll see Institute for the Study of War. Who is that? It's Victoria Nuland's sister-in-law. It's a neocon operation. So, I mean, the actual real news is anything but, you know, but it gets to be real difficulty. But so I'm more concerned about these brush fires becoming an Axis type movement. And because of Macron wanting to split from the United States so he can run Europe, is the same thing as Netanyahu. He was on a 60 Minutes saying he didn't want any more money for their military from the United States so he can do what he wants. So both parties are kind of reckless, and then you throw in Zelensky, and he's another loose cannon. You have Trump taking off some sanctions on Russian oil to try and keep prices down, and then Zelensky attacks the Russian facilities for oil. He doesn't give a shit about the rest of the world either. You know, they're all just doing whatever the hell they want. And that's what I mean, that I just don't see. I think we got three loose cannons and nobody's looking at anything objectively. And, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, this is unfortunately our fate right now.
Martin, I hear you saying buckle up. You did not disappoint. I predicted after this conversation, I'd want to go buy some whiskey and bullets.